The evils of the human heart elude the secular mind. It does not take into account those sinful disorders which constantly distort society and turn it away from the good. Failure after failure. What begins with the highest aspirations gradually turns upon itself and is degraded. I speak now about America itself, a city set upon a hill, deliberately brought forth from my immaculate heart, founded upon religious faith, with a constitution based upon God-given rights. I brought you forth in your revolution and preserved the Union in your civil war. Now, I face my greatest crisis. You want to declare yourself secular. How many foolish steps you have taken to remove religion from your schools and your public life? Go back and trace the history of these two parallel roads. The more you chose to be secular, the more you declined. How far you are along both paths. I must speak so your eyes are open, because you must choose and the choice is at your door. Your great decline is imminent, far closer than you realize. Do not be surprised. Do not ask, why have these events happened? I am telling you why. You have accepted the secular spirit. Secularism cannot overcome the evils in the human heart. These evils weaken a society, remove truths and proclaim lies like a woman's right to kill her child. Millions and millions of your children are dead. Human evil saturates every part of America because you have extinguished the purifying fire of God's Holy Spirit, replacing Jesus' gift with your powerless secular spirit. How close? How close is your decline? The destructive events will begin this year but will not culminate this year.